Well, this is Doc Leonard's Pet Pointers. Did you realize we have a name? Doc Leonard's Pet Pointers. So now you know what this little five-minute program is going to be called. Today we're going to talk about the Code of Ordinance of the City of Atlantic regarding animals. There's two chapters, Chapter 55, Animal Protection and Control, and Chapter 56, Dog Licenses Are Required. If you want to find these and look at all of them, because we're just going to touch the highlights here. We don't have enough time to go through this all seven, 9 pages of this thing. You go to cityofatlantic.com, check on City Code of Ordinances, look for Animal Protection and Control, and Dog License Required. And you can see the whole thing at that point. So we're going to start off with a few things here. Part of this is, of course, is always definitions. And I think it's interesting that some of the definitions you and I may not quite agree with, or we maybe do agree with, but here's some that I think you should be aware of. The word to heel means, in reference to a dog, they have to be within 10 feet of a person and subject to that person's strict obedience command. Now, strict obedience command doesn't mean, come here, come here, come here, come here. It means come, and the dog comes. At large, that's an interesting one. At large means off the premises of the animal's owner. So anytime your dog is off the premises, off your premises, he is technically at large. Now, there are some exceptions to that, and the major exception is the animal is on a leash, cord, chain, or similar restraint not more than 6 feet in length and under the control of the person. Less than 6 feet. How long is your flexi leash? 10 feet? 12 feet? 15 feet? You're against the law, and your dog is technically at large in the city of Atlantic if you do that. So, some things that you may agree with, you may not agree with. The quarry, as far as I know, is in the city limits. So, when you go out to the quarry to walk and you turn your dog loose, your dog is at large. When your dog is at large, he's subject to all of the laws having to do with being at large in the city. There are several other exceptions to that rule, and at heel is one of them. So, if your dog is off your premises, he's technically at large. Owner. That's an interesting one. Owner means any person owning, keeping, or harboring any animal, or who feeds or otherwise maintains an animal on or about his or her premises for more than 3 days. What does that mean? That means all of you who feed cats on your back porch or on your patio, those animals belong to you. You are their owner, and because you are their owner, you are responsible for them if you feed them more than 3 days. Now, you may or may not agree with that one, but that's what the ordinance says. So, if you're feeding cats on your back porch, on your back patio, whatever, and you have all the skunks and all of the raccoons coming up to your door, don't really blame anyone other than yourself. Another definition that I think is interesting is a vicious animal. A vicious animal means one which inflicts a bite or bites upon and or attacks human beings or domesticated animals without cause or justification. So, if your dog dislikes cats and he goes and bites the neighbor's cat, your dog can be declared vicious according to the City of Atlantic. And if your dog is vicious, the rules go way deep. So, try not to allow your dog to become vicious by attacking the neighborhood cat. Abandonment of dogs and cats. A person who has ownership or custody of a cat or dog shall not abandon the cat or dog, except the person may deliver the cat or dog to another person who will accept ownership and custody, or the person may deliver the cat or dog to an animal shelter or pound. So it's illegal to abandon the animals. So you people that are feeding cats, you've done it for 3 days, you now own them. If you quit feeding them, you have abandoned them, and that's against the rules in the City of Atlantic. When they impound a dog running at large, it is unlawful for the dog to run at large, and any dog running at large shall be apprehended by the animal control officer and impounded in the animal shelter established by the city. There are a whole bunch of rules and regulations on how you go about getting that animal back out, so pay attention to that a little bit. Annoyance or disturbance. It is unlawful for the owner of a dog to allow or permit such dog to cause serious annoyance or disturbance to any person or persons by frequent and habitual howling, yelping, barking, or otherwise. or by running after or chasing persons, bicycles, automobiles, or other vehicles, and no person shall own, possess, harbor any animal or bird which frequently or for continued duration emits sounds native to the species, which are noise disturbance. The exception for the provision is guide dogs for the blind and deaf. So I talked about vicious and dangerous animals. You really need to read 5509 because that's a big one. Tethering of animals, tying them up. No person shall stake or otherwise tie or fasten an animal in a way that permits the animal to pass onto, over, or across any public sidewalk, street, or alley, or private property other than the owner's. Just had a lawsuit about that one a few days ago. Number of animals, you have to be able to take care of them, basically. Licensing of dogs in the city of Atlantic. The ordinance says every dog which is over 6 months of age shall be licensed by the owner. Well, the last time I checked, there were certainly less than 100 dogs in the city of Atlantic, according to the license group. So guess what, people? You're not getting them licensed. It's supposed to be done by January 1. There's going to be some changes in this, I believe. But pay attention to the rules, the ordinances. Look them up for yourself. This is Dr. Keith Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, with Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers.